Too often, we find ourselves arguing with one another, turning to a toxic brew of clashing opinions and interests. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill asks this fundamental question.
Who is my neighbor? Better question, who are my neighbors? Attending a mass long ago, the priest recited the summary of the law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. During his homily, the priest posed the question again, but rhetorically asking, who is my neighbor? He responded, all those with whom I share space. There's a biblical story called the Good Samaritan. The story is well known beyond its sectarian boundaries. In fact, there's a law here known as the Good Samaritan Law. It offers legal protection to people who give assistance to those who are, or whom they believe to be, injured, ill, or in peril. The law assumes everyone is our neighbor, some next door, while others worldwide. There's a toxic climate today that's turning friends into adversaries. Public servants are mocked or fired. Agencies that service are relentlessly demeaned. Public discourse is crude and discourteous. Migrants, America's future neighbors, are being driven from the land. The story of the Good Samaritan makes one important point. Let me paraphrase the story. Jesus is teaching. A lawyer in the crowd asks him what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus replies, love God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. The lawyer, like Bubba's lawyer might, pitches a trick question. So, who is my neighbor, he asks. Jesus, responding, tells this story. A man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho is robbed, beaten, and his clothes taken. He's left half dead. A priest, an establishment clergyman, passes by and avoids him, as does a Levite, a citizen with social capital. A Samaritan, basically a lowlife, comes by. He has compassion, goes to the victim, administers first aid as best he can, and puts clothes on him. The Samaritan places the victim on his donkey, takes him to the nearest inn, gives the innkeeper money to look after him, and any other expenses he incurs, he will pick them up. Jesus then asks the lawyer, of these three, who was the victim's neighbor? The one who showed the victor compassion, the lawyer responds. Jesus tells the story that if he's serious about inheriting eternal life, he'd best look out for his neighbors first. Some early Christian monks called hermits meditated in the Egyptian desert. They were a quirky lot, but very spiritual. One of them, Simeon, was reported to meditate sitting on top of a pole. He was really able to focus. One story from that era illustrates how one treats a neighbor, whether colleagues or strangers. Once, a certain brother brought a bunch of grapes to the holy Macarius. He, however, for love's sake, thought not on his things, but on the things of others, and carried the grapes to another brother, who seemed more feeble. And the sick man gave thanks for the kindness of his brother, but he too, thinking more of his neighbors than himself, brought the same grapes to another, and he, again, to another, and so that the same bunch of grapes was carried around to all, scattered as they were far over the desert. And no one knowing who first had sent the grapes, they were brought at last to the first giver. We are more blessed by giving than receiving. George Merrill on the Shore.